Roger that. Mine is KF8 Delta Charlie Zulu. Yeah, back in 2000, I had a KC8 license back then, and I let it go over 12 years, and they took it away from me and reissued me a new one recently.
Yep, if let it lapse for too long, yeah, you're going to lose it, and it'll get reassigned, and then you got to go after it again. Sometimes you can get the old call back if it hadn't been reassigned to anything, but anybody, but yeah, sometimes it isn't, especially if you're in the one-by calls or two-by calls, then those are a little more coveted than the 3x3s or 2x3s, things like that. So I've just kept mine. I haven't gone for anything else. I'll just, you know, that's what I was assigned. That's what everybody knows me by, so that's what I'll do it as. But I've kind of thought about it at times, but wasn't worth the effort, I guess. But yeah, I got started back in 2003, upgraded in 5 to general. That's where I sit at the moment. I'm still working. I've tried a couple of times to sit down and work on the general, but life things take me in a different direction, and I never get time to study. So maybe when I retire in a couple of years here, I'll have a little more time to be able to do that, and that was kind of a goal, too. But haven't got that far, but I do take advantage of what I've got.
Yeah, I understand that. I just recently took my technician and general at the same time down in Flint, beginning of January. You might have heard me telling the other fella. And I just took my extra last night. So once that shows up, I'm going to try and get like a 1x3 call sign. Because I'm going to try to do some POTA this summer from the parks. And I think if I have less of a call sign, it might be easier to get in and out. I don't know, why not?
Yeah, that does make it easier when the call's a little bit easier to get out, especially if you're doing contesting and things like that. So that's one thing I haven't got into. I used to when I first got started. I did quite a few contests, but don't have the time much anymore. Between working and volunteer, I'm the emergency coordinator for the ham radio group for Saginaw County, so that takes a bit of my time coordinating the trainings and the group's efforts there, working with the county and all the different entities, the hospitals and 911 and the ambulance company, MMR, and that stuff. So what little time I have gets, some of that goes toward those efforts. And so once in a while I'll get on a HF for a while. But most of my time is spent either at work or working with the county.
It looks like you're doing what you like to do. If your time's going by fast, it means you're having fun doing it. I gotta go, Ronald. I gotta take care of a few things before I take off. It's good talking to you, and when you kick off here, you can tell me when you guys' meetings are for your local Saginaw Ham Radio Club. KF8 Delta Charlie Zulu.
The club, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, meets the first Friday of every month, with the exception of July. We don't have a meeting in July. A lot of people are on vacation. So the first meeting of every month, out at the county airport, that would be the Harry Brown Airport that's out there off from 46 and I-75 on James. So it's at 7 p.m. out at the airport. For that, the club has reduced the rates for membership. We're $12 a year, so $1 a month to join the club. It helps out with our different activities that we have. We do a variety of different things. We just finished summer or winter field day. at the end of last month there in January. We have Summer Field Day in June coming up, which is always a good event for us. We pull in a lot of people, even members from other clubs and that, come join us for Summer Field Day. So that's what we got. First Friday of the month, 7 p.m. out at Harry Brown Airport in the conference room out there. So I just pulled into the driveway, so good timing. Nice. Thanks for the ride along tonight, and you have a good evening. 73 KCNYVF.